She took off her spectacles, wiped the moisture from them, and put them on again with an unsteady hand. "It got about the next day," she went on, "that Zena Frome had sent Mattie off in a hurry because she had a hired girl coming, and the folks here could never rightly tell what she and Ethan were doing that night coasting when they'd ought to have been on their way to the flats to catch the train. I never knew myself what Zena thought, I don't to this day. Nobody knows Zena's thoughts. Anyhow, when she heard of the accident, she came right in and stayed with Ethan over to the minister's where they'd carried him. And as soon as the doctors said that Mattie could be moved, Zena sent for her and took her back to the farm. And there she's been ever since." Mrs. Hale answered simply, "There was nowhere else for her to go." And my heart tightened at the thought of the hard compulsions of the poor. "Yes, there she's been," Mrs. Hale continued. "And Zena's done for her and done for Ethan as good as she could. It was a miracle, considering how sick she was, but she seemed to be raised right up just when the call came to her. Not as she's ever given up doctoring, and she's had sick spells right along, but she's had the strength given her to care for those two for over 20 years. And before the accident came, she thought she couldn't even care for herself." Mrs. Hale paused a moment, and I remained silent, plunged in the vision of what her words evoked. "It's horrible for them all," I murmured. "Yes, it's pretty bad. And they ain't any of 'em easy people, either. Mattie was, before the accident. I never knew a sweeter nature. But she's suffered too much. That's what I always say when folks tell me how she's soured. And Zena, she was always cranky. Not but what she bears with Mattie wonderful. I've seen that myself. But sometimes the two of them get going at each other, and then Ethan's face'd break your heart. When I see that, I think it's him that suffers most. Anyhow, it ain't Zena, because she ain't got the time." "It's a pity, though," Mrs. Hale ended, sighing, "that they're all shut up there in that one kitchen. In the summertime, on pleasant days, they move Mattie into the parlor or out in the dooryard, and that makes it easier. But winters, there's the fires to be thought of, and there ain't a dime to spare up at the Fromes'." Mrs. Hale drew a deep breath, as though her memory were eased of its long burden, and she had no more to say. But suddenly an impulse of complete avowal seized her. She took off her spectacles again, leaned toward me across the beadwork table cover, and went on with lowered voice. "There was one day, about a week after the accident, when they all thought Mattie couldn't live. Well, I say, it's a pity she did. I said it right out to our minister once, and he was shocked at me. Only he wasn't with me that morning when she first came to. And I say, if she'd ha' died, Ethan might ha' lived. And the way they are now, I don't see's there's much difference between the Fromes up at the farm and the Fromes down in the graveyard, except that down there they're all quiet, and the women have got to hold their tongues."
The End. You've been listening to Ethan Frome by Edith Wharton, narrated by George Guidel. This book was first published in 1911. This recording is copyrighted 1993 by Recorded Books. If you've enjoyed this book and this performance, Recorded Books recommends Wuthering Heights by Emily Bronte, narrated by Flo Gibson. You'll find a wide selection of titles in the Recorded Books catalog, including bestsellers, mysteries, classics, histories, and more. So to order another recorded book, or for a copy of our latest listing, please call us using the toll-free number found on the back of the book. You can order by phone with any major credit card, or by writing to us, or by faxing us. Don't forget to ask about easy 30-day rentals by mail. On our website, you can browse the catalog, hear about the latest releases, place orders, or tune into narrator profiles and author interviews. So visit us there at www.recordedbooks.com. And thank you for being a Recorded Books reader.